Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the United States is committed to helping Israel normalize ties with more Arab nations. At the same time, Blinken is urging Israel to stop taking steps further away from peace with the Palestinians. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary Blinken tells the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee that the U.S. commitment to Israel is ironclad, but he's also raising concerns about recent moves by Israel's right-wing government to expand Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank.
Likewise, any move toward annexation of the West Bank, de facto or de jure, disruption of the historic status quo at the holy sites, the continuing demolitions of homes and the evictions of families that have lived in those homes for generations, damaged prospects for two states.
Blinken says the normalization deals between Israel and some Arab states should not be a substitute for Israeli-Palestinian peace efforts. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
In what could be a major counteroffensive, Ukrainian forces are making a major push through Russian defensive lines in southeast Ukraine. Officials in Moscow say Russian forces have prevented at least one assault. But Ukrainian officials reports of a large-scale offensive are part of a Russian misinformation campaign. The seven current occupants of the International Space Station are anticipating a delivery of crew supplies and science experiments. From member station WMFE, Brendan Byrne reports that a spaceship carrying those supplies should arrive there in a few hours.
SpaceX launched more than 7,000 pounds of cargo to the station atop its Falcon 9 rocket. The capsule is packed with science experiments and supplies for the crew currently on board. It also includes new solar panels for the station, which will increase the orbiting lab's power capacity.
Brendan Byrne reporting from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Hollywood actors have voted to authorize a strike during their contract negotiations with major studios. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, those negotiations are set to begin on Wednesday.
Nearly 98% of the SAG-AFTRA members who voted authorized a strike, which union negotiators could use as a tactic during talks with the AMPTP, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. The current TV and theatrical contract ends June 30th, and the union will be asking studios for higher residuals from streaming platforms and protections from the use of artificial intelligence, among other things. If they do decide to strike, they'll be joining Hollywood writers who stopped working more than a month ago over similar issues. SAG-AFTRA represents 160,000 actors, announcers, puppeteers, stunt performers, voiceover artists, and others, including broadcast journalists like many of us at NPR.
Mandalit Del Barco reporting. You're listening to NPR News. Major retailers are calling for White House intervention in stalled labor talks between dock workers and port operators on the West Coast. California's port of Long Beach closed on Monday as dock workers rallied for better pay. That port was essentially closed on Friday, along with one in Los Angeles, as workers conducted slowdowns or stayed home. The dock workers have been without a contract for nearly a year, but negotiations are ongoing. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and other Canadian officials held a briefing Monday on the more than 400 wildfires that are burning across the country. Emma Jacobs reports that the severe and early wildfire season is expected to worsen in the coming months.
The area burned across Canada so far is about 10 times the average over the past decade. Tens of thousands of people have been forced to leave their homes. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We stand with the communities who've been evacuated and with people from coast to coast to coast, who are enduring this painful, heartbreaking time.
Natural Resources Minister Jonathan Wilkinson said an already devastating wildfire season could get even worse this summer, and that this could become Canada's most destructive wildfire season ever. The federal government has deployed hundreds of members of the military to support Canadian firefighters and those on loan from the United States, Australia, South Africa, and France. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
U.S. futures are mixed in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific market, shares are mostly higher at this hour, up nearly 1% in Tokyo. This is NPR News.